There's a verse in John 18 I want us to turn to, and it's John 18, verse 37. What's Christmas all about? If you wanted a title for today, and it's right there in chapter 18, John's Gospel, verse 37. Pilate says, "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say I'm a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of the truth listens to me. For this reason, I was born. For this reason, I came into the world, to testify to the truth." Christmas preparations have come and gone. We've had our presents. It seems to be a running theme in our family this year was socks. I don't think there's anybody who didn't escape getting a pair of socks, but it seems to be the in thing at the moment, socks, of course. Used to be deodorant, now it's socks. Over all these things, the things we've enjoyed, the things we've celebrated, the things we've enjoyed, even in spite of restrictions, we've had, I'm sure we've had a happy time. But over all these things, of course, the central thing is that we celebrate the birth of Christ. As Christians, we see the distinctiveness of Christmas. We rejoice in the true meaning of Christmas. And I want us this morning to remind ourselves what Christmas is all about. What is the true meaning of Christmas? And we understand the richest meaning of Christmas there in that verse. Jesus said, "For this reason I was born. For this reason I came into the world." Why? To testify to the truth. That's what Christmas is about. Yes, the baby Jesus coming into the world. But nevertheless, it's all about Christ coming with a purpose. And as we look at this verse this morning, I want to understand the real reason of Christmas. Why did Christ come? And there's the answer in the text. Why did I come? For this reason. Why was I born? For this reason. To bring you the truth, to testify to the truth. And Christ's kingship, of course, is hugely different from the kingship that we recognize throughout the world. And Jesus proceeds then to give a reason why he was born, why he was born to witness. And there are four essentials of Christmas I want us to understand this morning. And the first thing is this: Christ's birth was unique. Unlike any other, it was a miracle. First, he tells us he was born. Now, that in itself is a tremendous statement. "For this reason, I was born," he said. And that in itself is the wonder of wonders, isn't it? The eternal Son of God, read there in the first chapter of John, who created all things, made all things, in control of all things, the eternal Son of God became a mortal man, a babe. He was born. He who made the world and everything in it entered in the same way as we and mere mortals entered. He was born in human form, a babe. Eyes, hands, feet. I came across a lovely quote. Jesus was the only person ever who was older than his mother. That was a tremendous thing. He was the only person ever born that was older than his mother. Jesus, not only was he born, which is a tremendous wonder, but he came into the world. "For this reason, I was born. For this reason, I came into the world." This means, of course, that He originated from somewhere else. I came into the world. Where from? I passed from the heavenly sphere into this earthly sphere. We speak of newborn babies sometimes, and we say, well, you know, so the baby, it was brought into the world yesterday. Well, actually, that's a figure of speech. It's not actually true, is it? Because the baby had never been anywhere else but in this world. Yes, we often lovely say, well, you know, new baby has come into the world. It's as though it came from somewhere else. Jesus alone was the one who from somewhere else came into the world. He came from above time and space in the glory of heaven, in all the majesty of heaven. It was Henry Barraclough who penned these words. Out of ivory palaces and riches into a world of war, only his great eternal glove made my Saviour go. Not only was he born, but he was born into this world. Left all the glory and riches of heaven and came here. And the first essential of Christmas, when we look at the babe in the manger, we realise who it is. The one who chose to leave all that splendour and come down into this earth as a mere mortal form. But not only was his birth unique, but there was a purpose. I was born, I came into the world, why? That we might have a nice Christmas time, that we might have a lovely time remembering this. I came to testify to the truth, he said. That's why he came. Testify to the truth. This was no haphazard event, you know. It was all in accordance with God's great eternal design. The coming of Christ happened at the very moment when God determined it would happen. It wasn't just some afterthought. Jesus, why don't you go into the world now? No, it was all part of that eternal plan and purpose of God. From the very beginning of time, from the very creation of the universe, God had a set time when his son would leave heaven, be born as a man, as a babe. And from eternity past, that was set. It was no haphazard event. When the time was fully come, we read, God sent his son. Can you imagine? You know, sometimes you look forward to a great event and time drags, doesn't it? And you think, well, it'll happen next week. You know, some great birthday, maybe some momentous birthday. We might have this next year, I suppose, some of us. But however, this wasn't something just thought up on the spur of a moment. This was something planned from eternity past. And when God knew it was the right time, he sent his son. And that repeated emphasis in the affirmation of the Lord, for this I was born, for this I came into the world, at the very time that God had planned. Jesus had a mission to fulfill, and his birth was the fulfillment of that mission. So this Christmas time, you do well to pause and remember again what it's all about. Not just seeing the babe in the manger, which is lovely, not just seeing that baby as Jesus, but remembering and realizing and recognizing the purpose of it, the planning of it. There are moments in this very distracting and disturbing times that we're going through. Sometimes we're tempted to question the wisdom, the omnipotence of God, don't we? Who is really in control here? So many things are happening that we seem to have no control over at all. Some awful possibilities are around us and before us even. But at this time, we can be reassured that God is always in control. God always has a purpose. God always has a time. Nothing is beyond his understanding, his knowledge, and his control. God is working to a timetable for eternity. He's fulfilling a plan and purpose for the world. Why did he create the world? Why did he create you and me? That Jesus might come, be born into this world as part of the plan and purpose of God. What for? To reveal a truth, which we'll see in a moment. He's fulfilling the plan. And when we look at Christmas, remember Christ coming, remember this is God in control, working out his plan and his purpose. The unique and purposeful reason for Christmas, Christ coming into the world. Somebody once said, God's rescue mission, Jesus. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. But thirdly, not only was Christ's birth unique, not only was it purposeful, but it was the witness that he was to bring. Here's the third essential in Christ's birth. The reason I was born, come into the world, was to testify or to bear witness to the truth. He was sent to be a witness. He was sent to bring the truth. He was sent to bring the revelation of God for his plan and purpose for mankind. That's why he came. Been leading up to it all through the Old Testament, all since the beginning of time. All his little hints, all his little opportunities to understand what God was planning, what God was purposing. Eventually, of course, it all came to a climax. Christ came to witness, to testify to what God wanted to do and will do in the world. He was sent as witness. He points beyond himself, he points to God. Isaiah says, behold, I have made him a witness to the people. And in the book of Revelation, the Lord is described as a faithful witness. What is a witness? Well, a witness is somebody who knows the facts about something and is able to tell them to others. A witness is able to supply the evidence of a fact. In a court of law, an eyewitness is somebody who can testify that they were actually there and know what happened. A true witness brings first-hand information because he was there. Christ came to be a witness, to testify to God's plan and purpose. Why? Because he was there when God did it. And the value of an accuracy of the witness, of course, also depends on the character of the witness as well, doesn't it? It wasn't just the fact that Christ was there and he was part of the Godhead who planned and designed and brought about this great revelation. But as a crown witness, of course, he also testified that nobody else could do. He testified to the very fact that he knew and understood. He came from the Father, from the very presence where he'd been from eternity, into this world. And he came to tell us what it was all about. He came to reveal God's plan and purpose for us. He came to testify to what God intended and what was God doing and what he was going to bring about. And in his human personality, of course, and his human actions, he demonstrated again and again that he was a true witness. The very things he said, the very things he did. You see him doing good, healing the sick, caring for the outcast, raising the dead, seeking the lost, saving the sinner. all bearing witness to the fact that he was God in human form. Nothing was impossible for him. And as a consequence, he was showing time and time again who he really was and where he'd really come from. In the Greek New Testament, the word witness can also mean martyr. Christ came into the world to bear true witness, to speak of the truth of God's plan of salvation for the world, but also to die for it as well. I came across this lovely quote. In Bethlehem's stable there hangs the shadow of Calvary. We cannot separate his birth from his death. Why? Because he was born to die. We see him in a manger lie, a babe, a Lord of earth and sky, but born to die. Jesus was the perfect witness. He testified the truth of God, that this was God's plan to save his people. Jesus said, I've come into the world, I was born to testify the truth. What is the truth? What was he testifying to when he came into the world? Now, this is probably the most important part of the essential characteristic of Christmas. Yes, Christ left the glory and riches of heaven. He came and was born in human form. He who was God became man. There was a purpose in it. There was a reason for it. It's all part of God's plan to testify the truth. The truth. What is the truth? Testify the truth of what God's plan was for the salvation of his people. Christ testified to what God had planned from the beginning of the world. Everything had led up to this point, where now Christ had come to reveal himself in all his glory and power and purpose, to die on a cross so that God's plan could be fulfilled, so that it would be possible to gather his people to himself. He came to testify to reality and the central truth of the redemption of mankind is there at Christmas. Christ didn't come simply to speak the truth. He was the truth. And as a witness, he was a martyr to that truth because he gave his life for it. But of course we know when we get to Easter, he rose again, triumphant. But I want to take you back to those verses there in John 18. Jesus is before Pilate. He's been tried. And Pilate says to him, are you a king? There in verse 7. Well, Jesus couldn't lie. He said, you say that I'm a king. In fact, the reason I was born into the world to testify the truth. What is truth? Said Pilate. With this he went out to the Jews, gathered there and said, I find no basis, evidence against them. Jesus had come to testify the truth as a king, as a Lord of the universe, as the second person of the Trinity. And he wasn't recognized. It wasn't accepted. Jesus came as the crown witness of God to show by his life and by his death that God had a plan for the world, a plan to bring people to know him and love him and to enjoy him forever. Pilate says, you king? Shrugs his shoulders and he walks away. Sadly, you know, there are so many who this Christmas, in spite of all the evidence, shrug their shoulders and say, well, the true meaning of Christmas isn't for me. It saddens you sometimes, isn't it? You look on the television, perhaps you might read the papers. People get all excited about Christmas, of course, yes. Wonderful time. Why? It's for food and enjoyment. It's going out and having a drink and doing this and everything. Anything but Christ. Anything but Christ. And all around us, people are having a wonderful time. Of course they are. But it's without Christ. Why? Because they shrug their shoulders and say, ah, that's not for me. The central theme of Christmas, not for me. It's having a good time. It's doing what I want. What a different year could be ahead of us if we knew what it was to realise the true meaning of Christmas. Realise that Jesus came to testify the truth that God had a plan. God's plan was to bring people to know him and love him. And through the death of his son, to recognise that this was God's rescue mission. That we, if we looked at Jesus, recognise him of who he really is, why he really came to be the saviour of the world. To acknowledge that we, in our sin and waywardness and our disregard for God and spiritual things, need to know what it is to look to him. And to say, well, maybe it's this Christmas for the first time I see the real meaning. I see the real purpose of Christ's coming. This is what we're celebrating, and I want to be part of it. Wouldn't it be lovely if you were able to say that this morning? I want to be part of the true meaning of Christmas. Christ came to be a saviour. A saviour means to rescue. Christ came to rescue me from eternal damnation, that I might know the joy of heaven and his presence forever. See, Jesus came to testify. He was born in this world. He died. But even now, he's there in heaven. And those of us that have accepted the truth of Jesus, seen him to be our loving saviour. He entered this world, he was born in this world for me, for you, if you're a believer this morning. And we're a believer because we've accepted the truth that he brought. That we're sinners and need to know that rescue mission. We need to know what it is to be saved and delivered and brought into a relationship with God and to enjoy him forever. To know what it is to enter into a trusting, loving, believing relationship with Jesus, with God. And to know that joy of life now and life eternal. And we can rejoice this morning because Jesus came. He was born. And the reason he came to this world was for me, for you, if you're a believer this morning. He died to take away the penalty of sin, that we might have peace with God. Sins forgiven. And hope for eternity. You're rejoicing at this morning. Jesus came. Yes, we've had some lovely presents, lovely gifts, we had some nice meals. But you know, Christmas, what's it about? For this reason, for Christmas, I came to the world for you. I died for you. And it was all part of God's plan and purpose for you. And if we're to believe this morning, what a tremendous privilege it is that God so loved the world that he gave his son, that I, believing in him, might have eternal life. What a wonderful thing. That from the very foundation of the world, God planned that time. Not only that Christ would come, but that I would accept him as Savior and Lord. What a wonderful salvation plan that is. Are you part of it? I often say this, if not, why not? This Christmas time, it could be the most wonderful Christmas you've ever had. Because you've recognised, perhaps for the first time, the truth of his unique birth, the purpose for his coming, and the truth that he brought. came across this lovely quote here. It speaks about the wise men, you know, when they came some time after to see the baby Jesus. And it says this, a wonderful feature of the account of the wise men and their journey indicates that they be led by love. After they worshipped the infant Lord, they opened up their treasure chest, presented with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Theirs was the worship expressed itself in sacrifice. Not only did they bow their knees, but they gave the best that they had for him. And as they knelt before the Son of God, they gave him everything they had. They'd found the King. They'd recognized the Saviour. He demanded their loyalty and their love, and they freely gave it. So must we. If you're a believer this morning, rejoice in God's plan and purpose. And be determined, like those wise men, to give him the best. To give him your all. That we might present to him everything for his service and for worship. To Jesus the King, the wonderful King, who came to bring us that wonderful, wonderful salvation, yields, determines that we might give him the very best of the devotion of our life.